afternoon, it's 5:06 and 80 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. An artist reception will be held at the Rowan County Courthouse tomorrow. Nature lovers have launched an anti-litter campaign. Healthcare workers in Moorhead were honored Wednesday. COVID-19 numbers are once again on the rise. State leaders have released new guidance for counties that are back in the red zone. In sports, a new assistant coach has joined the Moorhead State baseball team. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 59. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Artist reception will be held at the Rowan County Courthouse Friday to celebrate local artists. The reception is sponsored by Artesian Frameworks, Sherwin-Williams, and Harold White Lumber and Millworks. The sponsors wanted to provide additional local culture for the community to enjoy. Artesian Frameworks owner Stephen Hayes says former Moorhead Police Chief Mike Adams is one of the artists to be featured.
Mike has colorblindness, and his wife Barbara helps him to pick his paints that he uses in all of his paintings, and he paints Eastern Kentucky in a very detailed and very beautiful manner that represents his love for his home region of Appalachia.
The event will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Rowan County Courthouse and is free and open to the public. Nature lovers and members of the Friends of Rodburn Hollow Park are reaching out to the public to stop a popular trend that's hurting the local wildlife. The park hosts a handful of shelters, which are popular for birthday parties and small gatherings. Fred Howes is the chair of the Friends of Rodburn Park. He says confetti, beads, and balloons often litter the park.
You can't hardly rake it up because it's in the gravel. And some of it's in the grass, and even at that, you're raking up all the other debris, so it's just too much. I know the city has a problem, say, at Peggy's place, but it's all floor, and you can sweep it up.
The Friends of Rodburn Hollow group is always looking for volunteers to help with cleanup and trail maintenance. More information is available on the group's Facebook page. Healthcare workers in Moorhead were honored Wednesday night for their work during the pandemic. Governor Andy Beshear and others from his administration spoke to the healthcare workers who are now shifting focus to the Delta variant that's pushing case totals and hospitalizations to the highest number in months. Nikita Gibbs is a nurse with St. Clair Healthcare. She tells WKYT she hopes people will start taking the Delta variant more seriously.
Just feel like everybody kind of is on a little bit of a different page. If we could get everybody on the same page, I think that we could, level it back out and get rid of it.
Gibbs says the doctors and nurses are ready to save lives, just as they did in the beginning of the pandemic. Many eastern Kentucky counties are seeing a dramatic rise in the number of COVID-19 cases this week. Health officials in the Big Sandy region are reporting an increase in COVID-19 cases in counties like Pike, Floyd, and Lawrence, where 34 new cases were reported yesterday. Public Health Director Tammy Riley tells WYMT in Pike County she's been watching the data closely.
Well, I looked at those 1,300 cases, and what I found was very outstanding and quite pointed that almost all the cases were unvaccinated individuals.
The Pike County Health Department has also confirmed that 45% of its eligible population has been vaccinated. Lawrence and Floyd have 33 and 42% vaccination rates, respectively. According to the state's numbers, 9 counties in Kentucky have now slid back into the red zone. They include Washington, Lewis, Clay, Laurel, Whitley, Hart, Hopkins, Webster, and Muhlenberg counties. In the past week and a half alone, Washington County officials have seen a 36% increase in cases, according to Melissa Phillips, a spokeswoman for the Lincoln Trail District Health Department, which covers Washington County. She believes the spike has to do with the rise of the Delta variant, and people have mostly returned to regular life, and many are unvaccinated. Washington County has less than 42% of its population vaccinated, according to the state dashboard. To get the number of cases down, the state has released new recommendations for all red counties. Those include allowing employees to work from home, operating government offices virtually, ordering online, or doing curbside takeout instead of dining in restaurants or bars, prioritizing businesses that follow and enforce mask mandates and other guidelines, rescheduling, postponing, or canceling public and private events, and they say that no one should host or attend gatherings of any size and avoid non-essential activities. As COVID-19 cases rise through Kentucky, many homeless shelters are forced to change their reopening dates. As the Hope Center in Lexington reopens, staff are taking a cautious approach with clients. While vaccinations are not required, 90 to 95% of clients are vaccinated, and more than 80% of people in the emergency shelter are also vaccinated. Carrie Cairo, the Volunteer and Community Engagement Manager, tells LEX 18 that the center is being very mindful by keeping vaccinated and unvaccinated clients separate.
And we're very fluid in our response. You know, this whole thing has taught us that we have to, just react quickly to changing circumstances.
Cairo says having the broader public get the vaccine keeps the most vulnerable people safe, and they are able to get back to normal. A recent study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation found one of the main factors driving differences in COVID-19 vaccination rates across the nation is politics. The study found that Democrats are much more likely to report having been vaccinated than Republicans. However, Republican Party Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging Americans to ignore the, quote, demonstrably bad advice coming from his party about the vaccine.
This is not complicated. 97% of the people who are in the hospital now for COVID are unvaccinated. So if there's anybody out there willing to listen, get vaccinated.
According to the CDC, Kentucky is also in the bottom half of unvaccinated states, which supports the party line argument. The nation's top infectious disease expert angrily confronted a senator on Capitol Hill this week. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says Dr. Anthony Fauci lied before Congress back in May. The doctor denied the National Institute of Health Fund's so-called gain-of-function research at the Wang Yu Virology Lab. He claims he has never lied about any of the COVID-19 information, nor has he lied in front of Congress. Fauci says Paul is not a health official and doesn't have as much knowledge about the matter at hand. According to LAX 18, the doctor even goes as far as saying Paul could be the one who is lying. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
The Internal Revenue Service issued a warning on Wednesday of potential scams targeting families eligible for the new child tax credit. WVLT reports taxpayers should be on the lookout for unsolicited phone calls, emails, and text messages. If received, they should not provide any personal information, click links, or open attachments, as they can lead to money loss or identity theft. The IRS also warns about scammers offering to assist in signing up for the child tax credit, since signing up is not necessary. The agency also says they will never contact taxpayers by phone or email for payment or personal information. To report suspicious IRS-related phishing and online scams, visit irs.gov. Kentucky's new Commission on Race and Access to Opportunity kicked off its work in Frankfort this week, with members seeking to have tough but respectful conversations on disparities across the state. Lawmakers created the commission during the 2021 General Assembly with Senate Bill 10. The 13-member panel will conduct studies and research on issues like education equity, child welfare, health, economic opportunity, juvenile justice, and criminal justice, among other things. It will also issue an annual report on findings. The bipartisan group includes two chairs, Senate President Pro Tem David Givens and Representative Samira Heverin, along with members from each legislative chamber and citizen members. The next meeting on the Commission on Race and Access to Opportunity is scheduled for August 18th at 3 p.m. Construction crews started on the Kiowa Mall renovation on Monday. Boyd County officials say they're working on cleaning out stores and everything should be out within the next week. Boyd County Judge Executive Eric Cheney tells WSAZ they did run into some unexpected problems.
There's no water in the Sears building. The water meter is completely gone, so we got Cannonsburg water out here today. We're getting all that fixed up. Sprinkler system, we noticed it had froze and busted, so we've got the sprinkler company. They're going to come out and work on that, get everything back online.
The old Sears building will eventually become a convention center. It should be open by fall of 2022. The Appalachian Center for the Arts is hosting a fundraiser to celebrate Appalachian women on Saturday. The Mountain Girl Experience is an all-day event in downtown Pikeville. Co-organizer Chris Preston tells WYMT musicians and local talent will be bringing their arts to the space.
It's not just a festival or a concert. It's an entire experience. So, the Mountain Girl Experience.
Women may be the reason for the celebration, but organizers hope the day will hold something for everyone. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, the Morehead State University baseball team has hired a new assistant coach. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
Tyler Jackson, who helped Liberty to the finals of an NCAA regional in 2021, has joined the Morehead State baseball coaching staff as assistant coach. Jackson, who also was a part of two NCAA tournament qualifying teams at the College of Charleston, helped guide Liberty to 41 wins in the Atlantic Sun regular season title this past season. The Flames won two games in the NCAA Knoxville Regional, eliminating Duke to reach the finals against host Tennessee. Prior to Liberty, Jackson served 6 seasons as assistant coach at North Greenville. From 2015 to 2020, Jackson's tutelage helped the Crusaders raise their team batting average from .236 to over .300. He's also a 2014 graduate of the College of Charleston with a degree in public health. For WMKY, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 85, Friday night mostly clear, a low around 61. Saturday, sunny, high near 88, Saturday night mostly clear, a low around 67. And for your Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 88. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, Keneally Roberts, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.